welcome back. Thanks for joining us again. This is The Curious Couple with T and A. I'm T.
And I'm A.
And we're here for episode 2. So last time we left you guys, we talked about how we got into the lifestyle and our first experience. And this episode, we're going to talk about once we started kind of pushing the boundaries and crossing our comfort zones and kind of things taking shape more of our current state of mind on things. Would that be accurate to say?
Yes. So I'm trying to remember what... First of all, we left the club after our first experience with this new knowledge that there were websites for...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Swingers, which I still hate using that word, but I'm going to use it because I don't know what else to call it.
Lifestyle.
Okay, lifestyle. So we have this little card in our hand that says, oh, you have this month free membership to SDC, which is the major, gets the most traffic in our area anyway, lifestyle website. So we're all excited about that, and we found meeting couples that night that a lot of people were on there. And it's kind of like a dating website, like a match.com for couples. And so we're eager to check that out, and I think that's probably what we spent the next week or even two.
Oh, we probably spent more than that because it became
an obsession.
Oh, yeah.
Because it opened Pandora's box for us.
Oh, yeah. All right, so imagine, if you will, you create a profile as a couple. You give all the statistics about, you know, age, height, weight, your interests, what you're looking for, what you're into.
Your fantasies.
We like this, we don't like that. We're open to this, we're not open to that. And then pictures. Everything from, you know, actual face shots and fully clothed to blurred faces to naked to sex acts with others. I mean, these profile pictures run the gamut. And there's open ones and then there's private ones. So you can email them and they can give you the password to their private ones. And that was, I mean, that was awesome. It was fascinating.
We're connected now.
Yeah.
And not only that, but then we learn that you can search parties and we find that there's other clubs in Dallas, which is that's the closest place for us to go. There's a speed dating portion of the website where couples can say, oh, well, we're out of town and we're in this area for this weekend, and kind of put a feeler out to see if people want to meet up. So that...
Well, do you remember the biggest thing about that website to us?
Oh, yeah.
So
voyeur cam.
The voyeur cam. So there's a feature. So this is a worldwide website, and there's a feature where you can turn on your webcam and broadcast to every member. Well, they can tune in, and you have sex in front of however many people join or click on your link, and... It became a game for us. Like
Well, that was our next big thing.
Oh, yeah.
Do you not remember how, like, that was nerve-wracking?
Oh, God, yeah.
I think we talked about it for a while, and we watched it a few times, and then we set it up. And
that's right. So we would set it up, and basically it's like having a camera in your bedroom, and... you've got people watching, and so there's a running chat log of people talking about you underneath your video. Everything from, and it's usually all positive. I mean, there's not really any, I don't remember seeing anything negative ever.
Like asking questions or.
Yeah, or do this.
Yeah.
God, I wish you lived closer. Yeah. How many of those did we get?
Let me see your pussy. Stuff like that.
Yeah. So the other really fascinating thing for us was. Remember, the member count.
Right.
So you can see how many people are tuning in and watching.
Yeah.
And it just goes up and up and up based on what you're doing. And you can see when you check out others how many people are watching. So we have an idea, like, how many people are tuning in.
20, 30, 40 people. Maybe if it's a good one, there's 50.
Do you remember what we got to?
I don't remember, but I remember that was making me so nervous that I couldn't even look at it.
We got to 195.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So 195 couples were tuning in and watching us have sex.
Yeah, and that freaked me out a little.
Yeah, it was, I mean, It was cool. Fun. Yeah, it was
yeah
really cool.
We got lots of emails.
Yeah, we did. We made lots of friends on that website.
We were popular for a minute.
Yeah.
We had our 5 seconds of fame.
Yeah, so for us, that was, I mean, that was another step.
I'm sure it was longer than 5 seconds.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Sorry.
But yeah, that was part of our kind of evolving, and that for us was super exciting.
Yeah.
Which we don't even do anymore. Like, that's kind of not...
We should. It'd be fun.
Yeah, okay, I guess we can.
But yeah, so that was the next big thing for us, and that was exciting.
Yeah, so we... With doing this, being on this site, we also realized there are couples closer to us, or at least closer than Dallas, and... You know, we kind of, you can wink and, or nudge others, or, you know, send emails back and forth. And so we did do some of that. And ultimately, we decided to go to a different club now that we learned about. We, I guess, at this point, did we plan on going? Well, I lost track of the order of things. So when did we, our next thing was we had a threesome. Was that the next thing?
Probably. I mean, there was... Yes. Well, there was a few...
Oh, yeah. I just realized what that was.
Yes. Okay. So, for me, and getting... I was kind of...
Go there first.
Okay. Well, I was just kind of thinking I was raised... And I mean, we live in the Bible Belt. You don't think that this stuff, even going down to Dallas, I was blown away. Like, what? These clubs exist? I mean, yeah. I had no idea this stuff even existed. So when we got on SDC and we started looking around, I mean, you can literally put in your zip code and it shows you couples that are within 20 miles of you. And I was blown away. I mean, I think there's like probably, there's tons. Now, it may not be people that we've wanted to meet. I mean, there's hundreds of people just in our backyard,
right?
Literally
within
in our backyard,
20 miles, like 5 miles.
And that blew me away. And, we did actually find a few that we were interested in talking to and maybe struck up conversation through email. And, there was a couple that I found her very attractive.
We both found her very attractive.
Very attractive. And I don't even remember kind of how that... I mean, I'm sure that I reached out and sent an email, and I think we
did everything together at that point. I think we were sending...
We did. So we sent them an email and explained to them, we're new to this, and we live in Tulsa, and we're curious about, you know, if stuff like this goes on in Tulsa, like, what do you guys do? And they were interested in... meeting us. And so we don't know what we're doing. We don't have the first clue how to go about this.
And they were very experienced, older than us, very well off.
Yeah.
And they invited us over for drinks. They were very clear that, hey, we're just having you over for drinks. Our kids are home. We don't play when our kids are home, but it would be great to meet, which sounded perfect for us.
Yeah,
like,
we didn't want any pressure. We just want to pick the brains of people that are in this lifestyle and that are in our area. I mean, literally 5 miles from us. So we show up, this beautiful house. She answers the door, and she has a sheer top on, and you can see her bra, and she is gorgeous. I've found her very breathtaking, and and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what have we gotten ourselves into?
I was thinking, the bra didn't last long, if I recall.
I don't remember. Did she take the bra off?
Oh yeah, she took the bra off.
I was trying really hard to look at her face. I didn't want to be disrespectful.
Like she wore that so you wouldn't look.
But I'm sure that it would be fun for us to go back and watch a video of that conversation, because we were so nervous, and we were so green. And I'm sure we asked a lot of stupid questions.
No, I don't even think it was that. My recollection of this was being out of sorts, because it was like going to the zoo, and it was, for me, it was like taking you and walking you through the lion's den and watching them just salivating at you.
Whatever.
No. This is my recollection because I realized, I mean, they were friendly, they were nice, they were cool, but I realized after about a half hour, I could have not been there, and they wouldn't have noticed.
And like, I remember you saying that, and I wasn't getting that feeling.
Well, you were drinking.
That's true.
You were in awe of her dildo collection and spanking chair.
She had an amazing S&M collection.
And they planned on building a red room
of pain.
It was. I don't remember the pain, but
well, yeah. That's a.
Reference.
Yeah, what's that stupid book called?
50 Shades.
Thank you.
So, anyways, they were very kind, very nice, but I started to get, at this point, there was no thought of us swinging. We weren't going to do it. Yeah. We weren't ready to do it. I was not even close to being in that state of mind. Mm-hmm. And here, by the end of the night, they're both talking to me about how she, A, needs to spend time with this woman alone.
So that she can teach me.
So that she can teach her. And then also...
Sounds kind of hot now.
He was talking about how it's easier if you do it in the other room. And so now he's talking about him being in the other room with you. And I felt like I was getting the full court press. And I'm like, whoa, what? Like... Yeah, it was really uncomfortable, and I'm like, let's get out of here. Like, this was...
That's funny, because it must have been the wine, because that's not at all what I heard.
Well, like I said, I was also... It was early on in our relationship.
Yeah.
There was less comfort. There was also... I was learning about you at that time, too. Like, watching you respond to this, watching you interact and do that.
Well, and it's funny to think back on that, too. Like, I didn't get that. I remember you telling me that after the fact. And I wasn't getting that from you there at all. And now, if we had that experience, I would feel your emotions before I would even know my own.
Yeah.
Because I can read you better now. And we're better at communicating without communicating. But whereas back then, it was like... I was just in dildo heaven and having fun. And
well,
I didn't...
and you were kind of being swept off your feet.
I was.
They were sweet talking you. Oh, hey, let's show you this.
Yeah.
Let me show you this. And they were sweeping you off into the next room and showing you this. And I'm like tagging along like, hey, guys, wait up.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we had that experience. It, if you guys are listening now, our apologies. We were very new at that point, but
and we think they're great, and
yeah,
we learned a lot from them, and it served its purpose in our path to where we are now. We just had to experience, meeting people that were in this lifestyle and learning about their stories. That was what was so fun for me, was hearing people's stories and experiences and, oh my gosh, really? Like, how did you handle that when that happened? And what you did what? And you went where? And there's vacations, there's cruises. Like, there's this whole world that I didn't even know existed. And it just sounded so much fun and so scary and exciting.
So that
happened, and then there may have been another Dallas trip. I know we went about every 6 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm. We had really the next milestone that I can think of is we had a friend of ours going through divorce, and she started putting out that...
First, it's important to explain that we have our vanilla friends, but we also have a group of friends that are very open-minded in general. And I think that what we've learned and experienced with lifestyle couples is that they are very open-minded people about everything. I mean, obviously they're testing their marriages, their relationships, they're having sex with other people. They're a little bit more open-minded than the norm. And we have a group of quote-unquote vanilla friends that are very open-minded people and question everything. And so if we were going to talk about this stuff with any of our friends, it would be them. They're very open-minded and accepting, and they would love us no matter what we did with our lives. And so not that we had told anyone yet, but we had, I think we had had a few drinks maybe. We were out with this group of friends, and someone made a comment, I think, about this particular girlfriend of ours being a very sexual person. She was going through a divorce, and I think we kind of were surprised by it. She's very sexy. We had probably made comments to each other about joking around about flirting, having a threesome with her. I mean, we joked around about it.
I remember one of our friends made some declaration that our blondie friend needed a couple to take care of her.
Yes. And we were
We were talking about it before he made this announcement. I remember we were driving to the bowling alley going, okay, maybe we should make a play on this. And then
I mean, that was the fun of it still for us, was that joking, like, oh, we should do this and we should do that. And then he said that and it was like, what?
Yeah.
Did he hear what we said?
Yeah. Yeah. And so the bowling started, and we kind of made up our minds, like, there's no coincidence here. Let's see where this goes. And I think you did most of the flirting.
Well, just
maybe I did the flirting and you did the groundwork.
It's a very flirty group of friends anyway. I mean, there's a lot of, oh, she grabbed her butt, or these girls are touching each other's boobs at a party when they're drunk. I mean, it's not like we have a whole lot of personal space with these friends anyway. So, yeah, we were playful, flirting, joking around. And then you came up to me at one point after I had had a lot to drink, and you said, I'm gonna make a play at her. I'm going to flirt with her a little bit and see how she takes it. Is that okay? And I was like, yeah, sure. Okay. And she was giving it back, and she was enjoying it. And
I think she, like, grabbed my butt. Yeah,
and so just that alone was exciting for you. Yeah. And you'd come over and you'd be like, she just grabbed me, or she just touched me, or whatever. And that just playful flirting was exciting.
What I remember that experience, what was hot was, you know, here I'm flirting with this woman, you know, and she's getting handsy, and you're in the same vicinity and witnessing it to some extent, and then I'm telling you about it, and you're enjoying that. Yep. And I'm like, this is hot.
Yeah. Well, not only this is hot, but this is a great relationship.
So it was definitely, there was something going on that we were both excited by, and we were getting, you know, there was positive interaction between us, there was positive interaction between her. And we went for it. And we were like, why don't you come home with us?
Well, let's back that up a little bit, because we still weren't sure if she was open to that. Like, at that point, it was just kind of flirtatious, whatever. And I, at some point, just said to her, we went to a swingers club last weekend in Dallas just to see what she said. And she, oh my gosh, really? And her face lit up. She wanted to know more. Not only that, but she had actually been to a club like that with her ex. And so there again, I'm excited, because what? This is a normal friend of mine, and she thinks like this too. And it just seems like my circle's getting bigger, and it's exciting. You know, we're not alone. We're not freaks in this world. And so that's how it kind of built. And it wasn't that night that we took her home.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, it was? Because we went back for the after party. We left from the after party night, same night, from the house, and we were all there. And
yeah, I think so. Okay. So, anyways, let's just fast forward to we go back to our place, or my place at the time. And it is late.
Super late.
Really late.
It's like 4 in the morning
when we get there. And we, strip off the clothes. And at that point, I don't think either one of you had had a female experience.
No.
Okay. So, yeah, that was new. So you two were just kind of for the first time having this experience. And I think I just kind of...
So that probably lasted a while. It feels like it did.
Yeah. I think
and
I just...
enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think I...
I think I told you the next day that I was a lesbian. I enjoyed it. I think she enjoyed it, too.
Well, yeah, I think so. So we... I think I sat back and I kind of watched you guys play a little bit, and there, but you guys definitely made sure I was naked and participating on some level. I think my hands and I was still being interactive on some level, and then the focus kind of turned towards me. Do you want to describe it? Because you kind of, it was of your...
I was getting sidetracked because I was thinking that this is kind of the time, it may have happened before this, but that I realized that not every guy is super turned on by girl on girl. Like, that didn't really do it for you. Not that you didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
But most guys think, oh my God, my girlfriend is having sex with a girl. Like, I almost expect you to be like, oh my God, this is the best day of my life, and you're just going to come just watching us. And that was not the case for you. T needed to be involved, and
it's not that I'm not turned on by it, but I'm not a bystander. I want to be part of the action.
And once I got that, we communicated about everything from the beginning. So at the point that you told me that, that became my focus.
Like, I told you that night?
You told me that probably in experiences before.
Right.
But so I was very aware of making sure that you were involved in some fashion. And anyway, that was kind of a sidebar, but that's what I was thinking about when you asked me. So I think we probably, I don't know, switched around. Maybe you were having sex with me and...
Yeah, and I think she was maybe on top of you while kissing me. And then different variations of that while I was having sex with you.
Yeah.
And then you suggested that I have sex with her.
Yeah.
And that was your idea.
Yeah, I did.
Is there something you want to say?
No, I was just going to say, it was hot. I enjoyed it, and I was surprised at how much I enjoyed it. And then I hit a wall.
Yeah. So let me put it like this. She talked about how it's a turn on for, you know, the thought of watching me have sex with another woman and being, you know, witnessing this. And so she suggests, I want to watch you have sex with her. And so, okay, I'll do that. And so
take one for the team.
You know, kind of nervously, I began having sex with her, with our friend, and if you can imagine, I'm missionary style having sex with her, and A is laying next to us, kind of, you know, participating but not really.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've got a lot of things I'm focusing on, so I'm like realizing, okay, I need to focus on the person I'm with so I'm, you know, I can get stuff done. And you know, it was just a lot for me to process, so I probably left you out, which you weren't used to. Like, mentally, I was not giving you attention.
Maybe. I just know it was probably 6 in the morning by now.
Right.
And we had been drinking for hours.
Right.
And I just hit an emotional wall.
Yeah.
And I don't know how else to explain it except for it was really hot and really awesome, and then it was, I'm done.
Yeah.
And I want you to stop.
So I'm having sex with our friend. I'm doing it maybe a few minutes.
Maybe
3-4 minutes at the most. And I realize that A is now not in the same place. Like, I can just sense her. This is not hot anymore. I feel it. And it's no longer hot for me. Like, I realize, you know, this is... I'm juggling a lot of emotions and thoughts of two women here and myself. And so I realize, okay, she's not into it. Why don't we just call it quits? And I, you know, didn't finish. I just kind of stopped and went, okay, this is a good time to stop. And so she left, you know, the sun's coming up.
Yeah.
And I realized, okay, this was something, we just took on something big here. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm sensing you're not really, did we go right to sleep or did we talk then?
I don't remember. I don't think we talked about it until morning. I remember being pretty upset and even crying.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I say morning, it was morning when we went to bed, but several hours later.
2 or 3
after
hours.
After sleep.
Yeah.
After sleeping a little bit.
So, the interest, and why we're talking about this is because this is where kind of the, I don't know, the awakening or the enlightenment.
Yeah. This is where it gets real.
Yeah. So, she's upset, and I think I sense people very well, and I'm pretty good at speaking my feelings pretty well, and so I sense she's upset, and I feel it, and I tell her, and this was just me being honest. I said, look, hey, I can tell you're upset, and I really wasn't into it, and I just basically told her what went on. I felt it. It was no longer fun and exciting for me because it wasn't for you. And that's why we left. And I didn't finish. I wasn't interested. It didn't do it for me anymore. And I'm speaking for you, and you can confirm or say it yourself. But I think that validation of being in tune with how you felt made you, reassured you that this was okay, and that I was clearly, it wasn't about me being with somebody else. No. It was about our experience together.
Our conversation in that bed that morning turned what could have ended this whole adventure into what it is now, which is a constantly growing closer and enriching experience for our relationship. I was like, I felt in that moment, I felt so loved and so close to you. And I think we even had sex and started calling that our reconnecting, you know, after mm-hmm. our experiences, because there is a little bit of a checking in, you know, checking back in with home base that became my favorite part.
Yeah, we call it lights off sex. Like,
yeah.
After we do something wild and crazy, we go back to home or the hotel and turn off the lights and have, like, close...
There's nothing...
Emotional...
There's nothing in the world that compares
lights off sex.
To that feeling. It's just...
Compares to what feeling?
The lights off. The checking back in. This is home. This is mine. This just is an awesome thing to experience. And I don't know how to explain that emotion that I was feeling. I can't even put words to it. It wasn't jealousy. It was just, I wasn't comfortable.
Right. Well, the thing was, you didn't have to put into words. I felt it.
Yeah.
And the fact that I felt it and I responded the way I did and then let you know I was aware of it,
yeah.
You know, made you you know, gave you comfort.
Yeah. To me, it went on too long. It was something I wanted to experience,
mm-hmm.
and it was fun and exciting, and I don't know if it was the time of day or the alcohol, or if it really did last for 2 hours. I think it did. I mean, I really do think it was a long time, but the just drawing out, I was over it.
So anyways, that threesome experience, and then that aftermath kind of gave us the confidence and to, well, now mind you, we have these experiences and then time passes
mm-hmm.
and, you know, we think about it and we talk about, oh, you know, let's have another experience. And then there's this buildup and anticipation. And so we have that experience. We have this confidence of reconnecting afterwards. We have this buildup of let's go to Dallas again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this anticipation. So by the time we go to have our next experience, you know, we're in a good spot. We're excited to do it. And so then we check out the website. We find a different club to go to. And we decide to go down Friday night and meet a couple that we met on the website. And what drew us to them one, she was smoking hot, a fitness model, competitor, and I think in either in their profile or in the emails, talked about he just really wanted to see her with a couple. And that was right up our alley, because we weren't really interested in the male interaction at that point.
That was where our comfort level was. I still couldn't wrap my brain around having another guy touch me.
I'm sorry, just thinking of you wrapping around. I didn't know where you were going with that.
To wrap anything around another guy. And I just wasn't ready. I was learning that I was attracted to females, and I had this whole new experience, and I just wasn't ready to tackle that. I wasn't comfortable with it.
So we meet this couple. We meet them out at a club or a bar, normal bar, and they were really cool. She was cool, very attractive. She was wearing leather pants that looked like they were painted on. Really attractive. He was really cool. I enjoyed hanging out with him. He was a good guy. Again, we were out late. It turns out they knew another couple in the lifestyle there that were cool, but
that's one of the things about that I've learned from the people that we've met in those areas where it's more, in Dallas, there's a more lifestyle presence, and people hang out, they have a community of these people, which is awesome. We don't really have that here.
We don't think. Then again, there was just a party of 10 couples that didn't go to.
We haven't created that here yet, but yeah. It might exist.
Yeah. So I think the girls did some dancing that night. We had some drinks, although I don't think they drank. They just bought us drinks.
Yeah, she was training for her competition.
Right.
Everyone else was drinking. She couldn't drink.
Right. So we leave there late, go back to our hotel room, and God, I remember you almost falling asleep on the bed before it got started.
I was tired and I drank a lot, and I'm still not good at initiating. I'm still not really good at that. I've gotten better, but it was still new. I mean, the only time that we had even had an experience with anybody at this point was our friend. We knew her. I was comfortable with her, you know?
Yeah, and you were the aggressor.
And I was I had to be the alpha. So yeah. I had no choice but to step up, and here I am meeting strangers, and that just is weird.
So anyways, I just remember almost having to kick her in the ass because she was falling asleep on the hotel bed.
Well, here's another thing.
I think she ended up taking off her clothes.
She did. But here's another thing that I want to address that was probably an issue for me then. I'm more comfortable now with setting boundaries and saying what I'm comfortable with and what I'm not. I mean, I'm still working on that, but I knew that I was not going to be comfortable doing anything with him. And it wasn't anything personal. It's just where I was. And I was so, I didn't want there to be an expectation. And I was very comfortable with any interaction that you were going to have with her. And I wasn't sure how that would play out with he and I, because we hadn't had that experience yet.
Right.
So there was a level of, I don't know if I want to jump into this, because then what am I going to have to do with him? There was situations that I would put myself in that I wouldn't necessarily have been comfortable with, because I wanted you to have that experience with her.
Right. So with that being said, there was a lot of communication that this is where you were at. So they were aware of it prior to this. And if you remember, she was all about making sure, because we were new, we were comfortable.
She was great.
She was like a running commentator. Are you guys okay with this?
And can I do that?
And then she would kind of keep him in check. Don't do that, or
make sure she's comfortable with that.
Right. So this is how it played out. So the girls played a little bit. You know, and this is new to both of us at this point. So the girls are playing, and he is encouraging me to touch her. I think she's on top of you, or going down on you, and she's got her butt up in the air, and he's like, you know, encouraging me to do something with that. And so I take that as a hint that it's okay for me to touch her. And so the three of us are playing, and then he starts taking off clothes and interacting with her, if you recall. Mm-hmm. So he's interacting with her, we're interacting with her, we're interacting with each other, and then at what point, I think he asked if he could touch you, I think.
Maybe.
Which at that point, you were okay with.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then,
did that sound convincing?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I was, but it was still okay. If I let him touch me, then what? Like,
so you were still worried about the expectation?
I was more worried about my ability to say, okay, I'm not comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. So in my mind, I didn't want to start something that I didn't know how to stop.
Well, and it's interesting, and I know that about her, because that's the one thing that, right, really, the only thing that really bothers me is if she does something, if A does something that she doesn't want to do. Like, if she's excited by something, if she's turned on by something, I'm turned on by it. But I would be frustrated if she was doing something that she didn't want to do because she didn't know how to say no. And so I think we're at a better place now. Well, we never, not like that was ever really a problem, but that was part of
our... Well, we have more confidence in our experiences that we, like, we know what we are okay with and what we want to do and what we're seeking out. Mm-hmm. So we don't come off as, oh, well, maybe we'll do that. Or, you know, we're not, like, figuring our way out anymore. We know what we're doing.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's easier to say, I'm not comfortable with that.
Right. So I think at one point, the wife was interacting with me, and I think he asked if he could go down on you at that point. And which was interesting, we're each having our own thoughts or emotions. Mm-hmm. You say it's okay. I think he asked me. I say it's up to you. You say it's okay. Mm-hmm. And so he goes down on you. And I think while she was going down on me, and it was interesting, there wasn't much of an emotional hurdle for me to witness that. Mm-hmm. Like, that wasn't, because at this point, we had not really planned on you having any interaction with a man.
Yeah.
I did not end up having sex with this woman. I think we ended up then having sex with each other. Mm-hmm. While they had sex and you know, listening to them. And I remember him being very vocal. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of interesting and different. Mm-hmm. It was a fun experience. But
yeah, it was the first time that we'd ever, like, done it next to a couple, you know, like hands. And
yeah.
So that was new.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We'd never been in the same room, even with anyone, like,
yeah,
in bed.
Well, I think I remember for me watching, you know, they're having sex next to us, and you're reaching over and you're touching, you're rubbing her clit while they're having sex.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God, she's really going at, like, I was thinking you were going to just go ahead and put your hand down there. And I'm like, at this point, you've never touched a man in front of me, you've never had it, you know, an interest, but, you know, you're reaching in that vicinity, and I was like, I was turned on by it. I was like, whoa, what's going on? What am I feeling? So anyways, that was, you know, us kind of pushing past a limit that we otherwise, you know, we thought we were kind of going into it like another threesome and kind of pushed our limits a little bit. So, and that was just Friday night.
Yeah.
So, I think why don't we call it here? You know, we'll stop here and we'll save Saturday night for our next episode.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. So, thanks for joining us, The Curious Couple with TNA, and we'll catch you in the next episode. Thanks.